And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, June 7th, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist Louise Erdrich, born in Little Falls, Minnesota in 1954. She grew up in North Dakota, the eldest of seven children. Her father came from a family of German immigrants, and her mother was French Ojibwe. And both her parents taught in the school run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. She went on to Dartmouth, admitted to the first class that accepted women, and it was also the first year a Native American Studies department was formed. Her first novel, Love Medicine, was a bestseller and won the National Book Critics Circle Award. Love Medicine was made up of many different stories told by all kinds of people living in and around a fictional reservation outside the town of Argus, North Dakota. Her second novel, The Beet Queen, was set in the town of Argus and focused on the German-American population there. Since then, she has set most of her novels in the same fictional place, novels such as The Last Report on the Miracles at Little No Horse, The Master Butcher's Singing Club, and The Plague of Doves, which was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. And it's the birthday of novelist Elizabeth Bowen, born in Dublin. She's known for writing about British upper-class society in novels such as The Death of the Heart and A World of Love. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "We real cool, we left school, we lurk late, we strike straight." Gwendolyn Brooks, who was born in Topeka, Kansas in 1917, grew up on the south side of Chicago, and she began writing poems as a child and published her first poem at the age of 13. Her parents encouraged her literary ambitions and put her into contact with Langston Hughes, who encouraged her to keep writing. She published her second collection of poetry, Annie Allen, in 1949, and in it she used an experimental form that she called the sonnet ballad. Critics liked it, and a Times book reviewer praised her work as full of insight and wisdom and pity, technically dazzling. The next year, 1950, she became the first African American to win the Pulitzer Prize. She said about her poetry, "I wrote about what I saw and heard in the street. I lived in a small second-story apartment at the corner, and I could look first on one side and then the other. There was my material." And here's a poem by Ted Berrigan entitled Wishes. "Now I wish I were asleep to see my dreams taking place. I wish I were more awake. I wish a sweet rush of tears to my eyes, wish a nose like an eagle. I wish blue sky in the afternoon, bigger windows and a panorama, light and buildings and people in the street air. Wish my teeth were white and sparkled. Wish my legs were not where they are, where they are. I wish the days warmly cool and clothes I like to be inside of. Wish I were walking around in Chelsea, New York, and it was 5:15 a.m. and the sun coming up alone, you asleep at home. I wish red rage came easier. I wish death, but not just now. I wish I were driving alone across America in a gold Cadillac toward California and my best friend. I wish I were in love and you here." A poem by Ted Berrigan entitled Wishes from the collected poems of Ted Berrigan, published by the University of California Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.